1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्न सर्व प्रचोदयात्।
A merry, merry Christmas!
It's so nice, Uncle John, to celebrate Christmas together with people coming from different corners of the world. It is so much of fun, isn't it, Uncle?
Yes, dear George, you are right. But there is something more to the celebration of Christmas. Christmas is a mass on the birthday of Jesus Christ. So, all of us have gathered here today to pray to the Divine Father who sent His own Son for our redemption. Our Father, Thou art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And remove anything that is standing.
buses we pray.
May I ask you a question, Uncle? Why did God send His own Son to earth? What was His purpose, Uncle?
George, the Son of God came for all of us. He came to help man overcome the darkness of evil and ignorance and spread the light of love in the hearts of men. He embodied love, compassion, charity, faith, and sacrifice. People from various walks of life gathered around Him. He came and ruled the realm of the hearts of all men.
Around your throne.
uncle, Jesus came for all of us and taught us to love everyone. But how could I possibly love someone who hates me?
That is what Jesus did, my son. Throughout his life, he sacrificed his comfort, position, safety, and he sacrificed even his life for the sake of mankind. He said, "All are one. Be alike to everyone." He bore no ill feelings or hatred against those who hated him. He only loved them. And that is why he is regarded as the king of all men. Jesus was 12 years old. Along with his parents, he went to a festival in Jerusalem. In the jostling crowds, he got separated from his parents. After a frantic search, Mother Mary found him in a temple. Seeing the anxiety on his mother's face, he said, "Why should you worry about me when I am with God? He is my father." In fact, George, Jesus said that all of us are children of the same God who is always there with us.
Yes, I know that I can never be alone, for Father God, you are there ever beside me. I will sing your praises forever.
Have any Christmas celebration without the Santa Claus? On this holy occasion, it is he who goes around distributing the gifts of God to everyone. He does not discriminate between the rich and the poor, for all are loved equally by God.
Uncle, what is the sound that I hear? Yes, it's Santa Claus. I'm already excited at the gifts that he has in store for me. Well, why not join the party? Come on, everybody. Let us all join the party.
Santa's door. You don't need
George, as we celebrate the advent of Christ today, we need to remind ourselves not only of his life, but also his teachings, and put some of those into practice.
Yes, Uncle. Jesus asked us all to love all and serve all, for all of us are the children of God Almighty.
Not just that. Initially, Jesus said that he was a messenger of God, and then he revealed that he was a son of God. And as the distance between the Son and the Father reduced, he proclaimed that he and his Father are one. He told us that we too are divine. All of us are embodiments of love. He was born for the upliftment of ignorant masses. And at the time of his birth, there was so much of excitement. People from various places, the shepherds, and even the little lambs were excited about the arrival of their Lord. George, even as a child, Jesus always prayed for these three things from God: to love everyone equally, to have the strength and forbearance to suffer any indignity, to use his God-given body in the service of God.
That's what each one of us have to pray for, isn't it, Uncle? Only then can we be truly termed as God's children.
Yes, that is why all of us have gathered here today, to pray to God to open the eyes of our hearts.
Of his love.
Yes, in fact, all of us are very, very fortunate, for we have received the love of the Divine Father himself. The name of the Son of God, Isa, when repeated again and again, is Sai, our Divine Father and Mother. His every single act, every word, and every look is filled with love. He is love embodied in human form.
Dear Sai, deep inside our hearts, all of us have always felt your love. We know that you are always there with us. Take us by your hand, O Lord, and lead us on the way.
Oh,
धारण भक्त परायण धर्म धारण भक्त परायण आदि नारायण साई
भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।